What's up, y'all? Welcome to episode number three. What's up, y'all? Welcome to episode four of Just Wine About It. I am one of your hosts, Sarah.
I'm the other one, Erin.
And we have our first guest today! So excited! Introduce yourself, Queen.
Hi, I'm Celeste.
Happy to be here. Okay, hold on. For your personality, that was very low energy.
And I'm gonna let y'all get my personality when it's here. Hello, I'm Celeste. Let me ease in for the people. Hi.
Hello. All right. So Celeste is one of my dearest friends. Was a client, actually turned into a friend.
Her.
Long story short, we won't even go into it. Just our nail girl, Gina. Shout out, Gina. Shout out, connected us. Nice. Because she needed to buy a house. She bought a house in my neighborhood and then has now been one of my best friends ever since.
I'll cry and
she's leaving me soon.
We just sold the house.
We will get to here shortly. Every episode, I know you've watched our episodes, we start off with something that we want to whine about. Mm-hmm. So I guess, do you want to start with yours first, Erin? You want me to go? You want Celeste to go?
You go.
Oh, man.
What do you want to whine about this week?
As my friends, they know that's a very loaded question. This week, what do I want to whine about this week? I really don't know.
I'm trying to think of something too.
I really don't know that I have anything to whine about. I have had a challenging week in work and life and personal in all ways. And I think... I really don't have anything to whine about because I've been shown how much like I'm loved and appreciated and supported this week while going through that. So I know that's not a whine, but I really don't have anything like negative to sit here and talk about, because while this week has challenged me in a lot of ways, it is pushing me in a lot of ways and it is reminding me that I have incredible people in my life. So I don't really got a whine. I know that's kind of against the grain, but
I love it.
It is what it is. Sorry, it is what it is, y'all.
I actually don't have one.
You don't have one
either? Nothing that like comes, typically I'm like right off the bat, like I can name something, but I really don't have.
I kind of love that for us.
That's beautiful.
Okay, do you have a wine?
I always got something to wine about. I'm going to let y'all know. I'm a blessed woman, right? I'm a blessed woman. I find the good in all things, but one thing I'm never going to not whine about is Austin traffic.
I'm
right now.
Preach.
And the traffic, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I cannot stand, like, there's not an accident. There's no congestion. Like, y'all are creating it. Like, y'all just on your phones. I don't know. But, Austin traffic, mind you, and I say this to someone who used to commute to Austin literally every week for work for, like, 7 years straight. It's the worst it's ever been. That's what I'm whining about. I had that before I got here. I'm tired.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
But we here.
Driving in Austin, I do not touch 35.
And I try to be on 130 as much as I can.
You're a mopac queen.
I'm a mopac four to the day.
I know that's right.
I was too when I lived there, and then it started taking me, I'm not joking, y'all, to go 5 exits an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to. It was when I was becoming a realtor, and I was like, I don't think I want to show houses in this. Like,
yeah.
I think I'm okay, but I'm going to go back to San Antonio. Yeah. So,
No, awesome traffic.
It's terrible.
That's fair. Okay, that's relatable. But you got some of my favorite tacos today.
Well,
in Austin, Texas, good before ever. I leave. Rositas Al Pastor. It's a little. You went in the restaurant.
Yeah, they got the in the restaurant.
So I've actually never eaten in the restaurant. So they've always had like a brick and mortar restaurant. And then so back in the day, back in like 2010 to 14 in Austin, they used to be a main taco truck in a parking lot of where a bingo hall was and like a washateria and like a few different places. They always had their brick and mortar, which I never stepped foot in. I don't know why to this day. I went to that taco truck probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Is it on Riverside?
It's on Riverside. Uh-huh. So it's
the
moved.
Restaurant we went to?
It's moved. Yeah, it's moved now. Yes, right across the street from where we went to. It's moved because they built a huge high-rise apartment complex in the parking lot of where it used to be.
So it's across the
but
street,
they moved. No, it's same side. It's just closer to 35, like about a block and a half.
Okay.
So it's now so they have their a brick and mortar and the taco truck all in one parking lot. It's a it's its own little corner.
Okay.
And when I tell you they have the best El Pastor, like, and the girl who used to work there still works there. I see every time I see her, I'm like, girl, do you not age? Like, when I lived there, it was 2010. We're in 24. That's 14 years ago.
And she's still there.
And your girl is still taking taco orders. Oh, that's like, right. And they have the best aguas frescas. Like, the most fresh aguas frescas you will ever have.
I had one of melon today, but I honestly am embarrassed that I'm talking about the best al pastor being from Austin as a San Antonian.
I know. Hey, look, I know. But they do it. They do it. I don't know what to tell you.
The al pastor is way better than here. Tacos in general in Austin? Absolutely not.
I literally will go there, like, out of my way, go get tacos at that place before I come home from Austin.
Otherwise, why were you there?
Even if I'm not hungry, I will literally go there. And I'll get one, maybe two aguas frescas, and I'll have them, like, I'll have them for a couple of days because it's so damn good.
I feel like one day I was at Sarah's house, and I'm like, I'm so hungry. And she said, I have rositas in the fridge if you want some. I said, hey, I'm ready. I said, here I am in San Antonio eating rositas right now.
Only the best at Sarah's house. Only the best for the best.
I know that's right.
Yes.
I know that's
so
right.
So I love that. Okay, cool. So Austin traffic. That's a fair wine.
Yeah, that's very good.
That will never be an invalid that's fair. One, right?
No, because they ain't going to get it together. Let's be honest.
Yeah. No. I-35 will never be fixed.
San Antonio traffic's getting pretty bad, too, though.
Ooh, I ain't going to be here.
Oh. Damn. Okay, well, let it be known.
You already called it.
Suffer for the both of us.
Segway.
All right. You're like, well, why would we?
She's like, just come see me on the island. Like, okay, there ain't no traffic on the island.
There is traffic.
No, I know there is.
It's some rough driving, but I won't be driving.
You don't ever drive. You a passenger princess for life.
Period.
That is this
know
girl.
That. That's me.
All of her friends drive her around. Any man that's in her life, she's getting driven around.
Period.
Like, this girl, she gets
taken. You think I don't have a car.
You would think. She don't have a car.
But simply, I just hate driving. I wasn't built for it. I am meant to curate the vibes.
Me and you are here.
Well, guess what? I like to drive, so y'all can be my passenger princess. Yeah, but
I hate vehicle maintenance.
Oh, like, my God.
I hate getting gas.
I'm just a girl. Like, literally just a girl. What do y'all want me to do? Like,
I know.
Literally. What you mean?
I know. Somebody asked me, they're like, how many miles? I don't know. Read the thing, sir. I'm just here.
I'm just figuring it out. Just
driving when I'm forced to, right? Yeah. Like, what do you want me to do?
Literally when I'm forced to.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so today's topic we're going to talk about is, I guess I don't really know how to word it. Earlier I said it, but basically all three of us have moved to a new city for a life change at some point in our lives. Mm-hmm. So Les is about to make a huge life change. My girl's leaving me going to Puerto Rico. I say that with a sad face, but... I'm gonna be in Puerto Rico. I really can't be that upset. Aaron just moved to San Antonio a few months ago. What, in March, April, May? I don't
know. End of April.
You're like in a month.
I don't even know. This year's flying by. Yeah. And I have not done it in a long time. However, I moved to Austin when I was 17, fresh out of high school.
Which is so brave.
As a baby, did not know anybody. And so I think we were sitting here talking about, well, you know, what are we going to talk about? Because we talk about all kinds of things. We could sit here and talk probably for hours on a multitude of topics.
We just talked for an hour.
Yeah,
right.
We really talked for an hour. We were supposed to start filming this a whole another hour before. But we all have had that experience. So I was trying to think of, like, what is something that, like, we can all relate on and that we can share our experiences. And I feel like that's a really cool one because it's scary to make a change moving to another city.
Yeah.
Listen. It's terrifying, especially if you don't know people.
Right.
Like, you're moving to a whole nother, I mean, technically, it's the U.S. It's not the U.S.
We don't support colonialism. It's not the U.S. Sorry. We would love to be independent. But yeah, moved to Puerto Rico, and I've never left San Antonio ever. I travel, but I've never.
Yeah, she travels we travel a lot. And we actually went in May to go out there. Your girl took me out for my first Puerto Rico trip.
Listen.
And we went.
You next, Aaron. You got to step in.
Sleep a lot before.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna get no
sleep. Sleep and hydrate, okay?
And hydrate. Have the liquid IV on deck.
We do take breaks though. Just know there was times I was like, nap time.
We would be like, I'm going in my room in 3 hours. Would you like to go have dinner?
And yeah. I'm like, yeah. And we'll see you in 3 hours, girl. We had a great. We traveled very well together.
Yes,
it was perfect. But like, we went and had a great time, and I got to experience it, and I'm so excited for her to go. Like, just be where you know. There's a lot of places I've traveled, and there's one or two that, like, when you're there, give me that piece
Yeah.
And it gives her that. So I'm excited to, like, see her move there. So I don't know. Do you want to talk about, like, some of the things that you're excited about?
For
that you're
sure.
nervous about? What are you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. And, okay, I will say, before I moved out of my house, everyone's like, oh, what are you feeling? I'm like, I'm feeling like I need to move out of my house. Like, I could not focus.
We just sold our house. I get that.
I'm like, I need to get out first. But now I'm sitting in my, exactly. But now I'm sitting in my feelings and I'm excited because, you know, I just turned 30 in December. That is the month that I decided to make the move. I've wanted to live in Puerto Rico my entire life, but I always felt like I missed the train, missed the opportunity to do so. You know, I was like, okay, I didn't leave town for college. Then I go get my master's. Then I'm working in Texas political spaces for a decade. And in December, I got a new role in the private sector for the first time ever, fully remote. I turned 30. My like, fuck it switch went off. And I'm like,
your Saturn return ended.
That too. So that's why I got my Saturn tatted right
look,
here.
Your Saturn,
my
Saturn return did it. If you don't know what a Saturn return is, just look it up.
Buckle okay? up.
Buckle up and look it up.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, I can't wait.
We gotta run your chart and let you know because listen, that's an episode in itself.
It's an episode within itself, but your Saturn return
I'm
is
nervous.
Like usually in between 28 and 30, majority of people feel it.
Oh, and I would say fucking wreck.
Well, okay. Then that's
you
your
went
Saturn
to know Saturn return because we
know 28, 30 was like literally one of the hardest.
And oh yeah, the most pivotal, right? Like you come out of it like
yeah.
Woo.
So like every 28 years, Saturn is in.
No, babe, I'm still not out of it.
Hold on, no, I came out of Saturn. We need to look at your chart.
She's like, I'm not.
We look at your chart then and see where we at here because
she's like, what didn't realign?
Right, what did it?
Hey. You're still in it. All right. Well, some people linger
some
a little
laugh.
Longer. No, they really do. Like yeah. Everyone's are different. It depends on your birth chart, when you were born. There's a lot of things that have to.
We'll take it.
It all has to do with literally Saturn. And the position of where the planet is.
Right.
And it affects you. The,
when you are born.
When yeah. you're born. And then every 28 years, it's in the same space. Mm.
And I dead ass got this tattoo because I survived it. Like, I did not know if I would make it out of mine.
Yeah. It was rough. I think it's rough for a lot of people, but you don't realize you're going through it. And I told my dad when I was like, 29, he's like, well, you're almost done with your Saturn return. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I know. I knew. And I think that made it even worse. I'd be like, all right,
Saturn,
about
it.
Out.
It's so real.
Because I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
But like, I just thought I was crazy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
The first one helps you grow. So the first one helps you mature and grow.
So what
they both help you grow.
Well, that's the one you're in right now.
The one you're in
right
now.
Well, yeah, it's like you literally shed parts of you that no longer align, and that includes people, places, and things, right? And so, like, everything that you've not faced from the first 28 years pops
up. It's 28 to 30.
Ish.
I feel like mine was now. Like 32 to 34.
It really depends on where your chart is. Some people hit it in 31, right? But like for the most part, it usually begins when people are 28, 29, or 30.
Okay.
So if yours began at 30,
okay.
You could be in it, right? Like, but I, to your point, my Saturn return ended and I had clarity and I was like, actually, I still have time, right? I had been newly single for a few months at this point, got the new job, it's remote. And I was like, all I have is my house, which I love. I love and miss her already, but all I had in my house, okay. Time to do it. Like nothing should hold me back. And I know that, you know, the last few years of my life have been fairly traumatic. And anytime something traumatic happened, I'm like, let me just go back to my happy place. Let me go back to my peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Puerto Rico. And the island means the world to me. And so
here
how
she
am
goes.
I feeling? Yeah. How am I feeling? I'm so excited and terrified. And mm-hmm. I only liken it to like, there is this beach called Crash Boat in Nahualia on the west side of the island. And you can jump off like these, yes, what do you call it?
Like pier,
piers.
Yeah.
And so there it's like levels. Like there's like one pier, you go a little, not too deep, whatever, keep going. And I was like, I got it. I'm ready. Let's get it. I was like, Copa Pina Coladas in. I'm like, cool. I love to swim.
She had that courage.
Listen. And so
she had that liquid courage.
I had that liquid courage. And so I walk up and I'm like, okay, hold on.
Oh no. Let me get another one.
Right. Let me go run this back. And like that's how I'm feeling right now. Like the excitement and the adrenaline you get
yeah.
from like, I'm about to do this. And like also it's like, well, you get to the edge of the pier and you're terrified.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel now. I'm like, I'm so excited. I know I'm doing the right thing for me. I know what's for me won't miss me, even if I'm 2,000 miles away from home.
Yep.
But I'm here now looking at the water. It's like, okay, like, either you're going to jump or you're going to get off the pier. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, next week we jump.
Oh!
That's how I'm feeling. I don't know if that's how I'm feeling,
but
that's
good.
Feeling.
That's good. Yeah. I'm excited for you. It's gonna be a really fun journey.
I want to know what advice y'all have.
You already
because
have
done
community.
It,
look, here's the deal.
Because y'all have done it.
One of the biggest things that I did because I didn't know anybody that I when I moved there was I started to like really pour into myself. So it
That's
was like, what did I like to do? I love live music. I was living in the live music capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I could go downtown. 5 minutes from my house and catch a $20 show of a new artist that like I had never heard of. Right. And it was super fun. And so I just started doing that. I started going to yoga a lot because I really liked yoga. And I just started building community that way. I worked at a soul food restaurant.
Of course you did.
Girl.
Heard in my life. Of course you did.
I worked at a soul food restaurant called 11th Street Station. And we gave out free fried chicken wings every Friday if we were drinking at the bar.
Hey, I'm going to Austin.
It's not open anymore. This was like a relic of Austin. This was like one of the like staples of like, it was owned by a couple. It was a local lawyer. It was the first black football player at UT. Wow. I'm almost positive the first black quarterback. It was one of the two. His name was Donnie. And if you know who I'm talking about,
Donnie
was a player. Man, Donnie has some style in him, and he always tried to bag me. And I was like 17 years old, and I'm like, dog, you are 62. You look good, and I know you got money.
You look good.
I'm 17, my guy. Like, I'm not
really.
Yeah, right. You know what he used to run was the Urban Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that put that on. So Donnie, I'll never forget this. He took me in his little go-kart, or his golf cart at the Urban Music Festival, and he drive me around. He's like, you see this, Sarah? And I was like, all of this? And I said, yeah. He goes, that's me.
Oh. I was like, okay,
Donnie.
All right, Donnie.
It was so funny. I love them. But it was a really cool spot. It really held, like, the Austin culture. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, built community through that. Like, okay. I met a guy I ended up dating for 8 years through that restaurant and through community of meeting people there. I met a really amazing group of friends from Houston who mm-hmm. became my people there and, like, my second family. And I just started just doing things I like to do, pushing myself out, because little 17, 18 year old me going into a little show by myself,
right.
It was, you know, it was an adventure, you know, even though I'm just going downtown to Austin, it wasn't anything crazy. So like, that's what I did. I just put myself out there doing things by myself that I love to do. And in turn, that's how I found my community.
I love that. That's why I want to work in a coffee shop. Like when I'm
there, you go.
Part time. Like I want to like throw myself
as you should, because that's like all your vibe. Yes.
It's exactly. It's who I am. I want to open a coffee shop one day. I gotta be.
I love that.
If they'll hire me there, we'll see. But you know, there's a few coffee. I mean, there's like coffee in Puerto Rico, even like in the farm.
It's
like
culture.
Amazing. So I'm just excited to learn, and it'll give me more opportunity to be like speaking Spanish in real time outside of like my job that I'm still gonna work 40 hours.
Show me a Spanish speaking.
I already am that when
right. I'm gonna be the Spanish speaking mommy. That's what I told her when we were in Puerto Rico. We were a little drunk, and I looked at her. I said, "Girl, but when you move down here, I'm gonna become a Spanish speaking mommy."
Right now, her Spanish sound a little Italian, but we're working on it.
You're right.
Okay, what's your advice? Like this is so fresh for you, right?
I have never moved to a new place where I didn't know anybody, so I already had like community, kind of.
A little bit.
Like,
yeah.
Even when I moved to Dallas after a breakup, I knew, like, all friends were in Dallas.
Right. It was like a safe place to go.
So it wasn't like
I
had to meet new people. When I moved here, I knew Aubrey. I knew Robert. I had heard of a lot of people and spoken to a lot of people over the internet.
Yeah.
But I had not met a lot of people in person.
Me, we met on the internet before we met in person. We became friends before we were friends on the internet.
But that's so much what's me in Puerto Rico. Sounds like I have like three friends in Puerto Rico, and I have friends that like from the internet.
So she's moving out there, and she knows some people. So it's not like you're moving and not knowing
anyone. Anybody. Yeah.
And they're incredible. Like they have been so helpful in my
incredible.
I mean, you met them. Like they
have Sarah Comet's stamp of approval.
Period. Shout out Julie and Gabby. I'll see y'all soon.
I love y'all.
But yeah, so you moved here, and it's like you knew of folks from the internet. You knew a couple people. What I guess, and it's still new for you. Like what? How have you been adjusting and sort of like. What feels good? What do you want to do more of?
I haven't really been able to explore San Antonio the way I wanted to. When I did stay downtown for that short period of time, I loved the architecture downtown. Mm-hmm. So that was like so fun for me to just walk around and really see that. Being here or up here, really, I don't really do anything other than work. So I haven't really ventured out yet. But it's still adjusting. Like, I'm still wanting to meet new people.
Right.
Do all these things.
She's also my friend, so she's going to be exploring.
She's going to be outside. She's going to be learning San Antonio.
We're
going to
do all the things.
Best.
I'm going to take her here and here and here. And
I think once I get, I'm still adjusting to
work.
When I was in Dallas, I only had one job. And so so I would work from home. That was it.
And you were done.
And I was done. I didn't go do anything. I would just stay home, go work out, maybe go to sleep, watch shows. Had nothing to do. And then when I got here, now I essentially have like four jobs.
And I'm like, come hang out with me though too.
Also, and you're, I'm your five. Five. Right. Job number five.
I'm like, can you come hang out with me? Yeah. Can I go to please?
So it's, I've been just packed with that. Yeah. And I haven't really adjusted to a new schedule, managing all this work. It's new to me, so for I'm still adjusting to that. But I think I'm slowly getting it, and once I get it, I'll be in a better place.
Then you out here. Okay, what's the first thing you want to experiment with then, once you like you're in your flow?
Great question.
Probably I love the architecture downtown. I just want to go see it.
I'm a downtown baby.
You don't
baby,
ride bikes, like right? Do you really?
I mean, I can.
Period.
Then tap in. I'm a bike girly. You can either ride a bike with me, or you could get on a little scooter, a VO.
A VO
ride
scooter.
Next to me. I'll do a bike.
You can ride
a VO. I'll give you a welcome code.
I'll do a bike as long as it's not like near an intersection. I will freak out and like
word.
I need to
even
be,
if
like,
you're behind me and I'm guiding you.
Maybe not.
I got you.
Also, try a scooter too.
I promise.
Try a VO scooter. They are my employers.
I really love like a bougie night of like getting. I think we went to the Thompson. Just,
oh
like,
yeah.
Having like a
getting
really,
cute,
yeah,
being cute girlies up there having bevies.
I love doing that.
It's a vibe.
I'm sad I'm leaving because I love doing that. That is my favorite thing to do.
Well, guess what? Now we can go to Puerto Rico
and come do it there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have y'all to dive bar
in
Puerto Rico.
They got an STK there.
I'm okay.
They do. But I'm going
to
have y'all to dive
bar. But there's better places. She took me to all the cute places.
I've been to STK Miami.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the first one I went to.
I went. Celeste had a date one night. We were there. She said, you were on your own tonight. And
then I had a date in
Puerto
Rico.
Oh, you did go.
She
honored
me for having dates. I
have
dates everywhere.
She has dates everywhere. Let her live her life. But she's a single lady. She can date who she wants. She had a date arranged.
If you also are interested in a date, hit me while you can. We've got about a week and a half left in San Antonio.
That's right.
We worldwide.
So she said you were on your own. And I was hungover as hell because.
Allegedly.
Your girl dragged me through a magical place called
La Placita.
If you've been to La Placita.
It's like Market Square and 6th Street had a baby.
Oh,
that is the perfect way.
You did receive videos. You did receive videos.
You definitely got videos from that night.
100%.
Yeah.
I was like, we didn't drink a lot. And then Sarah was like, you made us take a shot and get a drink at every bar we went to. There are like 15 plus bars in that place. I don't think we hit.
And like, I can drink and she can drink. And that's the problem because we'll go out there and we're like,
cool.
Let's take a shot. Let's do this. And we're feeling great. And we hold our own and we don't get sloppy. So, like, we can do it. And then sometimes we forget to order food to the right place. But that's okay.
That's
we
get home dragging me.
We get home and we get safe.
One thing about me, I'm never going to forget the food.
See, I'll never forget the food, but I don't order it to my house instead of her house one night. But after that, literally, even
after
we were just in Houston.
No, we were in Houston.
I'm like, dang. We got burgers, and she's like, it was your idea. You ordered the burgers in the club. Like,
literally, this girl is one, let me tell you, 140, we're out, about 115. 115
like,
comes around, and she's
got,
she's on Uber Eats already. Mm-hmm. What do you want? What
smart.
Do you want for Mr. Juicy? I'm like,
that's smart.
Girl, you a
you
real one. She's
like
the MVP. Except for that one night.
That's why I don't wake up in the home. Hang on,
except
girl.
For the one night. That's
we
true.
Have, we
the one night where she ordered
that.
Food and she ordered it to her house. And girl, when I tell you we were fighting for our lives to stay up and waiting for this food.
I fell asleep. They were waiting for it without me. I knocked out. And
I
then,
finally at 4 a.m. said, I'm going to bed.
Then I go home in the morning and I'm like, hey, there's like $50 worth of the Spider Place food outside of my house.
And we were so excited about it. When we were ordering it, I was like, I can't wait to try it. I never had it. I got this one, and I got this one. And girl, none of them saw the day of the light day. They did.
They saw the light on her porch.
In the next morning. It was rough. But no, that happened when we were there, and I was like, well, she's going on a date tonight. What am I going to do? I laid in bed for a long time.
And then I called, and then I was like,
come on, Sarah, get it together. So I got up and I got dressed nice. I looked.
You dressed up on a nice day.
And I took myself to STK and I sat at the bar and the nice gentleman at the bar took care of my drinks.
I know, took care of me.
And it was real. It was nice.
Some of the nicest times I've had are by myself.
100%. Oh, I'm a queen of going to eat alone. Yes.
I will.
I love going to eat alone at the bar. That's why people like. Oh my god, you don't know a lot of people. What are you gonna do? Baby, be vibing.
I'll be sitting at the bar.
Make friends.
See, and that's why, like, I think this move is gonna be that much easier for you because you already carry that confidence and you're already like, you know what? I'm gonna go do something. Yeah. The only thing that's gonna be a challenge is that I ain't gonna be there to drag your ass out of bed when you're having a hard day.
That's true. And I think, like, honestly, to like be real, like, of all the, I'm so excited for a lot of things, and it is the place where I'm happiest mentally. Like, as someone who does struggle with like depression and anxiety, I be having my days. I'm like, getting out the bed ain't happening. It's just gonna be me and my dog staring at each other. But that's when I really have to lean on community and call and say, hey, let me get my ass up and go to the beach because I live 2 blocks away from it. Like,
you got to, just like I did last night. When you're having a hard time, you got to pick up the phone and call your people.
You do. Yeah. You do.
I did that.
It's hard.
It's so hard to do, though, right?
She did that with, hey, well, look at us.
Right. And I was like, because typically I want to just stay here crying. I was like, I'm having a really hard time right now. And she's like, you want to come over? And I was like, yes.
Come over. She had both dogs, one on either side.
Hey, because you know, them boys going to be cuddle buddies. Shout out to Apollo and Gizmo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. Calling,
like, but it's hard. I did it last night. I texted her and I was like, "Girl, I am
struggling,
and I am so sad that you are not 3 blocks away anymore because I would be on your front porch crying literally." Right now.
And that's the thing that's really
hard. But you're gonna do it. Well, then you can still call me.
But my mama's like, you and Sarah are used to living a few blocks away, and like, she's like, it helped y'all develop a closeness that like is as neighbors and as friends that like you may not have. And I'm like, yeah, but we're gonna be on FaceTime and we'll still
be
on Prime. But yeah, I think all I need is like on the days where I'm like, wow, I am in the dumps. So like, go to the beach.
You know who I'm gonna call? Julissa?
Mm-hmm.
Or Gabby? Or both. And I'm gonna say, I'm rallying the troops.
I'm rallying.
Get yourself to Taiwan and go get her out of bed.
Actually, physically show up, walk into her apartment, stand at the foot of her bed,
open
and hype that girl up. Open the windows, turn some music on, and say, get up and get cute. And she will.
I'm going to do it.
It might take her a couple times, but she's going to get up.
At first, I'm going to say no.
She's
fought me
multiple times on this. Yeah. I'm like, no, get up.
I'm staying
get
out of it.
You know, it's probably like you were already going to move to Puerto Rico before you even thought about it.
Oh, 100%.
You met Sarah for that reason.
Stop, because okay, I found a Facebook post from 2011. I can't. That's why I'm like, I'm not going to. I found a Facebook post from 2011 where I was like, I love all of my summers in Puerto Rico. I can't wait to live here. Like in 2011, I was like, what, 17? And so it's like, I've always wanted it. Like, I've always manifested it. Even as we've been packing my house, we have found so many things from Puerto Rico, about Puerto Rico. I'm like, oh, I got that. Like, it has been God's plan my entire life. And I think
you had to solidify that relationship first before you can move.
And honestly, that sounds so real because I think like, I don't think I believed before knowing Sarah that I could like get myself out of bed on those days. Like, I'm like, let me rot. Like, we do, mind you, sometimes you do need a rotten bed day.
100%.
But on the days where clearly I had it in me to get up and go still, like you pushed that for me. And this is not the plan. You crying on your podcast. Like, ah. I can't.
The tears haven't left my eyes as soon as I said that.
The tears
just left my eyes. People cry.
Right. Erin said, have y'all thought about your whole friendship? And like, honestly, Sarah's one of the first people I told. I was like, Sarah, I know you sold me this house, but I want to go. And she said, baby, if that's what you need to do, then do it. And like, you getting me out of bed also is something that has helped me get up and go after it.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's gone after all the things always, but like, then I get in my own way. Mm-hmm. I am notorious for getting in my own way. Yeah. And like, when you find people and people come into your life that are like, you're not gonna get in your own way, you're gonna get up, you're gonna get cute, throw that ponytail on, let's go.
Put a ponytail.
I love
in.
Me a good ponytail.
Just throw a ponytail in and the whole mood changes.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, hey, I got it. You're gonna get a slick back real nice. I'll be throwing in my pony.
Celeste will take you to the right shop.
I'll take you to the right beauty supply to get a pony going. Because listen, like, yeah, throw a pony on it, let's go. Hey. Honestly, we should just have an episode of a tutorial as for a pony.
For your
and we
pony,
can do
pony.
It.
Yeah, I got
but
you.
We can slip this back easy.
Listen,
she said, I'm ready.
Listen,
I'm ready.
I just got a cut too,
so I'm ready. We'll go.
Oh man.
Damn, Erin, just really gonna just casually say, hey, what if the movie Your Life was catapulted by Sarah Comet coming?
I think about it. I think about like God's plan that He has for everybody's life. I think, especially my life, like everything I think about. It literally has happened for a reason.
Yeah.
And so when you really sit and you think about the things that you've done and like the choices you've made, it's all because yours. Like, it really just blows my fucking mind every time I think about
it. I agree with you.
Even when you question it, right? Like, when it happens, I'd be like, there can't be a reason for this. There's no reason for this. Why would this happen to me? Blah, blah, blah. And then here it is, months, years, whatever, you look later, yep. You're like, oh, if that didn't happen,
this wouldn't have happened. Right? Or I wouldn't be here.
The domino effect, right? Person, exactly.
I think about my move specifically. Like, if I didn't meet Aubrey in 2009, I would have never reconnected with him in October.
Right.
And then I would
never never be here in San Antonio.
So there was a reason why we met the time that we did, and then all the years kept in contact.
And they even talk about the, like, meeting people twice theory. I don't know if y'all have heard of it, right? Like, same thing, where it's like, even if you don't lose connection, like, the reason will show itself in time. And, like,
yeah, you literally meet people specifically. You always do.
Right. It's like you sitting there staring at, like, a maze. And it's like, oh, this person's
gonna I'm a big believer in that.
Yes.
Everything for a reason, even the things we can't stand. And honestly, to be fair, when I am having my hard days, I'm crying. I'm like, I know everything happens for a reason, but why don't I know
but
it
why
now?
Why
this one? Well, why this had to be what happened?
Sometimes you don't know, and you don't know then, and maybe years later you'll know, and maybe you'll know months later, and maybe you'll never know. And I think that's, like, kind of, like, the challenge and the beauty in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you know? But that's why I'm so big on, like, when I come into contact with people or I have connections with people that to, like, maintain them and to continue, even if I don't talk to somebody. My friend Evan, shout out Evan, I know he watches these, we met probably 8 months ago, you know, we hung out a few times. Well, he doesn't live here in San Antonio, he was only here for, like, a short mm-hmm. amount of time, and I texted him, I was thinking about him earlier, and I texted him and I was like, hey, you crossed my mind. Like, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for the connection I've had with you. I'm grateful for the time that we've spent together. And I look forward to, like, reconnecting in the future. Like, and he's just a cool ass dude. Mm-hmm. And he sent me, like, the nicest message back and was like, you know, you meet people for a reason. Never. He was like, you know, I don't know what my connection with him in the future is, or anybody in my life, but it's a beautiful thing when you cross paths with people. And you maintain those.
Yeah, and community is literally all we have.
Yeah, and, like, you don't have to talk to them all the time. No, but, like, just the fact that you have, you know, and you share, like, when they cross your mind, it's important. So, like,
and I think both of y'all referenced, even in your own moves, and what I'm thinking about with my move, is community. Like, community is all we got. If you ain't got that, well, you don't have anything else. And community doesn't have to be large in size, but, like, you find your connections, they're there for a reason, and you invest in them and pour into each other. Like, that is what life is all about, right? And so it's like both of you talked about in your moving, like, finding community or meeting them on the internet beforehand, or, like, you know, like, getting a job somewhere that opens up community to you. And I think, like, we, like, in 2024, I think society can forget how important, like, finding your people is, right? Yes, and, like, so how important investing, even if it's just a quick text, like, hey, haven't talked to you in a while, but
yeah,
I'm grateful for
you. Yeah, because I could have not said anything. It could have just been, like, a thought that passed, and I'm like, oh, but instead I reach out to him and he was having a really hard day in the end. I didn't know.
For a reason.
And so it's like, again, like, you, that's why, like, I'm big. If I think about somebody, it happens to me all the time mm-hmm. and it trips me out. But, like, I will literally think about somebody. I will think about them, dream about them, mm-hmm. something, and they come it around within usually a week.
Yeah.
Like, it's every single time without fail.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, for a reason. So, like, if I think about somebody, I immediately shoot them a text because I'm like, I don't know what reason you came into my mind, but there's a reason for it.
Like, let me act on it.
Like, I'm gonna share it. Mm-hmm. And I've community, like, through other places, right? Like, my friend Noel that I met in Greece, his family created community for me. I've now seen mm-hmm. them in New York. I've seen them in El Salvador. I've been to his aunt's wedding. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know when I'll see any of them again. I'm sure in the future, because I love their family so much. And we've like bonded. But, like, again, those connections, like, they're important. And mm-hmm. everybody comes into your life
for a reason, a season, multiple seasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, in Dallas, when I moved to Dallas, it's because that's where all my friends were. I had friends. These were people that I met in college, and I stayed close to mm-hmm. And then probably around 2023 beginning, I slowly started removing myself from the mm-hmm. entire friend group. Mm-hmm. It was about 20 people.
Whew.
And I left because I just felt like I wasn't valued. I felt a lot of things, and I didn't probably handle it the way that I should have. But now or treat them the way that I should have. But now I know what I did wrong, and I know I'm doing the right things now. So it's like I had to go through that to see my faults, see their faults, see how reactions were done,
right?
Do things different, learn. And then now I treat my friends here. I hate to say I treat them a lot better, but I do. Like I know what I learned from prior community who I thought were my people,
right?
That led me to actually like my
people. And that's here. The point, right? It's like evolution, right? Yeah. It's like I think as we grow, right? Like and what do they say? Like to be a community of folks is to like attend 1,000 deaths and births of who they are, yes. Right? And so well, I think cool. like it's one of the coolest like things to true. Do, right? It's like and so like who you were in community with your folks in Dallas isn't who you are now, but like the yeah. ability to carry what you learned and yeah. like evolve like shows your growth and commitment to being community, right? Because I think like at least like I've learned a lot like through like mutual aid spaces and whatever around like how we give room for like reconciliation, but I've also learned that like reconciliation does not mean like re-entering being in close community with folks, or sometimes reconciliation is with yourself.
Yeah,
right? If you're like, okay, I did this wrong, but I now move differently here, like
yes,
that's the beauty, like that's what community's for. And so it's like it goes to your reason, right? Like I hate that you felt not valued and like mm-hmm. not important, but clearly the lessons it taught you helped you be stronger in community here, and like that's what it's all about, like mm-hmm. at the end of all of it, right? I think like all of us are living in a society where things are constantly like thrown at us and pushed on us. Mm-hmm. If you don't like know your neighbors or like create your community, like we have nothing. And so like I think it's beautiful that it sounds like from each of the places like you've lived, you've visited, right? Like, and same for me, like all we need is like one connection or even one ending of a connection to like help catapult us into what's next, right? Yeah, that's what I think about it.
Yeah,
like that led you to your San Antonio community.
It did, and they have seen me in a different light from the jump. So like mm-hmm. I've gone through hard times from the jump.
Right.
So it's like I didn't have that grace, you know, grace period. You don't want people to see you like the real you.
Right.
Like it's been from the
so
jump.
Here she is.
I've navigated it a lot differently than what I would have done before. It has nothing to say that the people before didn't care about them or love them or, you know, wanted to treat them right. But these, I know what I did wrong. So I want to do everything in my power to maintain and maintain the realness of it and just be vulnerable in the moments.
It's hard.
Yeah. Oof, it's very hard for people to let yourself be seen in a way by people that you care about.
Because it's so easy, I think, like at least for me, on my journey of self-love, it's easy to love me when I'm, like, at my best, right?
Yeah,
when I'm on my
so
game,
fun.
My mental health is strong, I'm a fun, happy girl, I'm
yeah.
successful, I'm not stuck in bed. And, like, I'm learning to, like, love me when I am stuck in bed. Love me when I am overstimulated so I can be short with people I love, right? And, like, I'm learning that because my community is reflecting back onto me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my community is showing me, like, you are still worthy of being loved when you are in your brokenness. Like, you are still worthy of being loved when you're not convenient or when you're not providing.
We're actually going to love you more then.
Which is insane. Like, the fact that I've been learning that is insane,
or
right?
Or when you're
like,
angry and
right.
short. And
we can still hold space for that
yeah.
because we love you beyond it. And so in therapy the other day, I'm doing EMDR therapy, which I did talk therapy for years. But, like, it's, like, it's something about basically, like, your, like, movement, bilateral brain stimulation. Look it up because I am not a therapist. However, it helps me way more than talk therapy. And something I realized the other day, I was like, I don't understand why people beg me to show them the real me and then they don't leave when I show them. And I was like, ooh, that was a lot for a super confident ass girl to
yeah,
say, right?
Is,
like
the way you carry yourself, you wouldn't think
you would never
think that
know
mentally.
Never. But like mentally, I'm just like, I'm showing up at my worst right now and y'all are still here. Why? Like my brain goes to why.
Mm.
And then my therapist is like, okay. And like, picture your best friend sitting here beside you. When she's going through a bad thing, are you thinking about how hard it is to love her? I was like, no, I'm just loving her. And she's like, wow, imagine that. She literally told me, she's like, what would it be like to treat yourself with compassion? And I was like, what would it be like for you to shut the fuck up? But I was just like, girl, my edge is right? And I was like, compassion for who?
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and like, you'd never know, right? Like because when I'm at my best, I carry myself well and I know that I'm deserving of love. But like when life is hard, when life is lifing,
it's real hard.
And you
for
don't
you.
Have that space to like have these like filters up because people want your raw emotions. Like literally, like, people tell me all the time, meats especially, like, give me your raw emotion, give you, and I'm like, how? Like, I don't know how to do that, and then you still be here and me accept that you're here.
Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah.
And it's like, I think, like, you named, like, you came here, you didn't have that option. Like, you didn't get to, like, filter for, like, let me, do I show them the real or not? Because when you're going through it, you can't anymore. But like you said, what did you, like, Sarah just said, like, we will love you more when you are not.
I almost love you more when you're in that space, because it gives me the space to be like, you're loved, and to show you that, like, hey, because I know when I'm feeling down and, like, lonely, I'm gonna flip it on you this week when I called you crying and you're over here like, Sarah, you're good, like, I love you, and I'm here, and I'll get in the car, and if I'm Puerto Rico and you're feeling this way, I'm gonna get on a flight and be there. It's like, it gives the people that love you that opportunity to really, like, again, reassure you
and show up,
truly show up and show you. And it's like, you know, you have the ability to do that in other parts of a relationship, but when it really hits home for a lot of people is when you need the support,
right?
Like, when you're struggling. Like last night when I'm sitting on my couch crying my eyes out, and I'm texting you and I'm like, I'm struggling right now, and you're like, I'm so proud of you for even telling me. Like, damn, because she knows me, I'm stubborn. Like, I will sit in my house like you and cry by myself, like, and just be like, nope, I'm strong, it's cool,
then wipe them eyes, get back to
like, it's cool, I'm gonna get back to business, like, no, you know. And it's like, it's very hard to lean into that vulnerability and to share with people when you're feeling that way, especially your close community, because again, you're like, I don't want them to be like, damn, this bitch is sorry, like, she's sad, good, like, damn, you know. And in reality, it actually gives us moments. Like, I know Celeste and I personally have had moments when she's feeling low, for me to be able to kind of talk her through it, and vice versa, where we actually grow from these experiences.
Every time.
Literally every time. Like, she's like, damn, I hadn't even thought about it like that.
Right.
Like, yeah. And then she does the same thing. And I'm like, man, I hadn't even thought it in that light. Like, appreciate you. So it's important. Like, there is that opportunity that even when it's like, when you're at your lowest or in these low spots, for the people that love you to really show up and remind you.
You have to let them. I saw a TikTok it is anti-community to not let your community be there and help you when you need help. And I was like, oh, did you just call me anti-community? I love community.
And you
like,
love community, but it is anti-community.
But not letting them be there for me,
it
right?
It is anti-community. Yeah, when you called me, what, 6 months ago or whenever it was, we were supposed to go somewhere, and you're like, I'm not getting out of bed. And I'm like,
yes, you are.
I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. Right. Like, beep, beep, let myself in, walk right into her bedroom, open the windows
literally,
up,
like,
turn on the music. And I said, let's get up. Let's get cute. You don't have to go all out, but we're going to do something. Yep. We're not going to sit here and cry. And you've done enough of that.
Right. You have that moment.
I allowed you to
have
do that
moment. Now get up.
You've done it. We ain't doing this for 2-3 days, girl. Rude. One day you did
rude.
It.
Rude.
We're not doing it. Rude is wrong. Rude is no. No. I'm here. It worked, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
She looked at me later that day and she's like, I never would have thought you would have got me out of it.
For real. Day. I was like, I didn't know it was here. But you have to let people show up, right? And like, it's funny, we're talking about things happening for a reason. It's like, sometimes you can't hold it back. You can't keep it in where it's like, damn, I didn't mean to be this vulnerable with you, but here I am being this vulnerable and you showing up for me and now we're closer.
Well,
like, whoa. Well, as you should. As you should. Okay. I think that's the scary thing about moving is like, what if you don't have that?
You know what? The beauty in moving somewhere new is you create a new community.
That part.
Like, you still have your old community
and you get to create
the opportunity to create a new community. And like, those people in that season of your life and that community are going to help you grow in ways that you might not have grown here.
Oh, I cannot wait to see.
100%. And I already know that's going to happen because Gabby and Julissa have already helped you grow.
Period.
And they're still over there. And we're only visiting, right?
Yeah, right.
So imagine the impact that these people are going to have and the people that you create in your life when you're actually moving there. And you're learning also new things about yourself.
Which is
your free time here
about.
Is totally different than your free time.
What free time here? My free time here is with people.
Well, not right now it is because she booked and busy. This girl got a whole calendar. I'm here for 2 months. Book a date with me, or else.
And now we're down to 1 week. So yeah, if you hadn't got in, I'm so sorry.
I got a lot in.
So sorry.
I got a lot in.
I'm sorry you missed the bus.
So no, sorry. But it's true.
Maybe next lifetime.
So yeah. So now you have your free time there. Think about it. You have a Sunday afternoon here. What are you gonna do? You're gonna call one of us and you're gonna go to brunch,
right?
Or we're gonna do something like that. Your Sunday afternoon there,
I'm going to the beach.
I'm going to the beach. I'm going to Waterfalls today.
I said every Sunday is going to be my individual beach day. Me and Hammy, my dog.
And there you, and imagine the life for him.
Oh, my boy's going to be so excited. My little 8-pound. First of all, the iguanas are bigger than him, so I need to get him one of the spiky shirts because I don't need the dinosaurs getting him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Her, but it's her dog, Hamilton, he's the 8-pound.
He's 8-pound little baby.
I think I've seen him on Twitter. He's
real cute.
You have, because she was holding him when we had
Hamilton's house 8 pounds and tries to punk me out every time he sees me. He's like, ooh, I'm not here. I'm out of my house.
He raised you. Yeah. That's right. Your mama
told
did.
You to talk to me like
mama
that.
Mama might. That's check.
I let you in my house and you humping my dog.
Hey, but he be back talking. I'm like, that's enough, and he'll bark under his breath.
Back talk to
he
me.
He can
too.
Bark under his breath. I said, who taught you that? They said he like his owner's
loud. No, he definitely like his owner. He definitely. You gonna clap back real quick
every time, and not be quiet about it either.
You gonna hear her.
Listen, and he got anxiety. He's supposed to be my emotional school dog. He got anxiety. I said, bro,
COVID,
we Spider Man pointing at Spider Man. Like, what are we? So he's gonna have a nice trash dome for his flight to Puerto Rico. He's gonna take a nice little nappy poo.
He's gonna wake up in paradise.
He's gonna wake up
on literally
his first time ever on a beach. So I will record it. Y'all gotta see. My baby's nervous. I was not taking him to that unclear water in Corpusal. So it'll be my baby's first time.
Corpus ain't up to our standards.
And unfortunately, it's not.
I can't wait to see that. I love dogs' first moments.
Right.
Oh, I have the cutest video after this, after we film. I'm gonna show y'all the boys just frolicking in the water.
I love this. I think Hamilton's gonna touch the sand and be like, what is this?
What is this? Clean me.
Immediately. Literally, he's going to be like, here's my paw.
Yeah.
But then he's going to be like, wait, this feels nice. Like,
yeah, he's going to like it.
Yeah, I think he's going to like it. So I will show y'all. Yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
This like took turns. This got real emotional.
We're That's what we about do. We just kind of like start on a topic and then it just flows.
Flow with it.
We have no plan other than the
I love that.
Just kind of go with it.
But I think that's like, that's the human experience, right? Like, there's no conversation where it's like, we're going to talk about this and this only.
And that's it.
Right. Like, no, like, giving the room.
Why cut a conversation off when
it's meant to happen? Because everything is meant to
happen. All this meant to be shit.
Everything is meant to happen for a reason.
Yes.
Life is meant to being me.
Sarah, I don't want to.
Life is meant to be.
Sarah, I don't want to hear that today.
I don't even know how to say it. Life is lifing.
Hey, life be lifing, but God be godding. I saw a shirt that said that at the flea market.
I would buy that immediately.
I said, okay, cool. Life be lifing, but God be godding.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? Shout out to the pool guy. They had a shirt.
La Pulga would
have
that. Have you been to the La Pulga here?
Oh,
I go to Eisenhower. That's the one I grew up in.
Really? Eisenhower, yeah, but you gotta go. What's the one on? Can I think of the name of it? I'm drawing a blank. My dad raised
Trader
me
Village?
Up in the stamp. Yes.
Oh.
I gotta take you to Trader Joe's. That's the real San Antonio experience.
That is. Hey,
you can't tell me that's one. Not. They out there dancing.
You know my dad was born in San
Antonio. No way. Hey.
See, okay. So you gotta go get Puro San Antonio.
I
real
love
quick.
You have like family.
Have you found them?
Like I know it's my grandma's like that.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Damn.
You have to vlog your San Antonio experience of going to the Pulga. Like, you have to.
Okay. I can't wait for her to experience Fiesta.
Yeah. I was
like, real
here
Fiesta.
During
but you
fiesta.
Need to, like.
You got to be tapped in.
No, we need to take. No.
You got to be tapped
next
in.
Next year, we're taking the mini mics out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm coming home for Taste of New Orleans. I'm coming home for Taste of New Orleans.
Yeah,
see y'all there.
See y'all there.
See y'all there. See y'all there. If y'all not coming,
she's
why
really
are you
technically
watching?
Still going to live here part time.
Technically, it's crazy. I will be a permanent Texas citizen, but people keep being like, when are you coming back? Or are you coming back after a year? What's your plan after a year? I planned out my whole life from 0 to 30 years old. I don't have a plan. We don't know. I could renew my lease.
I
could stay there forever. I could
move
to another city I've never been in. But I'm tired of people asking me. I'm like, can y'all just let me enjoy this time?
I don't know.
I'm tired of planning myself.
I'd be like, do you know what you're doing a year from
now? Right. Do you know what you're doing a year from now?
I love to an extent. Like, you got to plan
some
stuff.
You got
to
have. But like, let me do my thing.
That was me when I moved to Austin. I was like, I don't know. I just need change. I'm moving up there. I'm going. My parents looked at me like I was crazy. I was living at the Outpost at the time.
Hey, shout out Gunpost Texas, UTSA.
If you know, you know.
That's
wild. Because her and I actually both lived at the same apartment complex a couple years apart. 2 years apart.
Do y'all, okay, like, I know y'all probably don't. Do y'all listen to Taylor Swift?
No.
I don't really know.
Invisible. She has the invisible string theory.
No.
Did she make that, or did that exist before?
But like that, it probably did, but like she thinks about it. But
someone
said
that to us the other day. No,
I said it.
You said, what's it?
I said the invisible string theory.
Okay,
yeah, well, I only know about it because of her songs, but it's
you're
very
a Swiftie.
True.
But we've been connected to each other
through many
long
years. Yes, isn't that crazy?
No, it's
Aaron's
absolutely
she said, insane.
Sarah Comet is why I'm moving to Puerto Rico. Aaron said 1 + 1 = 2.
Basically.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
For us, we've both been at Gum Host like so close together. It's not really called that. Now it's nice. I think.
Like,
I don't
think
even know where I was
going
with that.
Like,
I just,
you were in third grade and that is your husband. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Absolutely wild, especially because I went to school in Stone Oak. So ain't no man in Stone Oak.
Not Sarah kind
not
of
not against
yeah.
Stone Oak, okay? I was saying
kind of
I need
period.
A little culture.
I
mean,
in
my life.
Look,
culture.
It was in theory.
Yeah. I always be wondering, I'm like, did I go to school with my.
No, I always wonder
I'm gonna tell
if
you
I've
right
met
now.
My if I've already met him.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
Fair.
I know I met my husband already. I know that much.
You did?
Oh, absolutely. We just gotta see which one it is. But I met him. Somebody I know. I met. Oh,
she's like, I had a couple contenders, and I can see all of them being my husband.
Well, just,
or like had a brief interaction.
Right. What if
I
you met them one time?
Yes.
It's yeah. I don't know. We all may have met our spouses.
It's a thing. It's a thing. I don't know. All I know is they ain't living in
Texas. Hey, may the best one win.
What the fuck is he taking so long for?
That's
what I
want to
know.
What you doing, right? What the fuck is that? Yeah, we really got to wrap
what
this
are we
up.
Doing?
I know I need this next year in Puerto Rico single. I do know that.
Yeah.
But after that, he needs to be like, okay.
6 months from now, I'm going to get a call. So, he moving in. I'm like, who's he?
Who is
he? He's going to FaceTime you, and it's like...
Survive.
Or whatever handed oh. out. Even
but I'm still going out. I'm so single.
The way I would book the first flight out.
Because I'm so single.
And show up on her front porch step. Where he at? We need to have a talk.
Because anybody who thinks they dating me is confused. I'm
they
so dating single,
both
so
of us at this
well,
point.
At point. But if you think you date me right now, you're
not
right.
Really. But you know what I mean.
I do ask
not
that question. When you guys, is there anybody that
who thinks y'all
dating?
Are dating? Yes. Huh? Is there anyone who thinks y'all are dating? Ask them that question, guys.
Oh, that's a great
it's
question.
A great,
I
want to
be like, who would be upset if you posted me on your Instagram?
That yes! is a great question.
Who are you going to get a call from if
who
you post
your
on your
first who's going to give you a slick yeah. comment if you post someone?
Yeah.
I know if I post a man on my stories, there's a couple people who are going to say something. And it could be just my friend. But they're still going to be like, who's this man?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, I'm never posting a man on Instagram again on main until I got a ring on my finger. Never again. On main is crazy. On close friends, yeah, you're going to see him. If he exists. But on me?
I'm going to tell you right now. I want to be the bitch so bad that says I will never post my husband no matter what. But I know myself.
Yeah,
and
me.
I'm going to post.
Or let me just say, okay, yeah, all I can say
so
is
they
I won't
know.
I put him on the grid.
There will be signs.
Yeah, there will be signs. Okay, I won't put him on the grid until he is my fiance. Or they are my fiance. But I will do the stories. Even if I say I'm not going to do it on me, I'm a liar. I'll be like,
look how good they look. Like, there's people who, like, pop up randomly that are married and then pop up out of nowhere and they're pregnant.
I wish
stuff like
that.
And I will be the... I'm
a
yapper.
I can't be mysterious.
I can't.
I can't be mysterious.
I want to be mysterious so bad.
Right, me too. I wish I was a sexy, cool, mysterious girl.
It's not in me.
I ain't got a mysterious one in my body. Right.
It's not in me.
I want to be like, so I did a thing.
It's funny because when I dated Dre, like, I put him on my social media every so often, not very often,
a sprinkling
here and there. I'm like, we full blown live together. Like, mm-hmm. I was stepmama to his kids and everything. Right?
You wouldn't know
when him and I broke up. I had one of my friends. He's like, how you been? Like, what's going on? And I was like, I just went through the worst breakup of my life. And he's like, I didn't even know you had a man.
I know that's right. That's gold.
I'm like,
that is
what?
Gold.
And he's like, you had a boyfriend? I said, the last 3.5 years. And he's like, no way. And I'm like,
I wish I could be like that.
Yeah. So when I was with Dre, I kind of lived like that way. Like, I would post him every now and then, but like, I just was like, I want to keep this peaceful. And like, was it peaceful? No. Hell no. Did it end up peaceful? No, it didn't.
Everything
it, either way, it's going to happen.
If the peace going to be disturbed, it's going to be disturbed whether you post them or not.
Not right there.
My problem is I always post guys on my stories. Like, I...
So
like,
they think you got like 20 boyfriends?
Have, like,
same
friends.
No, that's same. Oh, no. Yeah. No, that too.
I never
would
have get
it.
This is my man.
Yeah.
You have to say, my man.
Yeah.
No one's ever
questioned. The video that you made of Aubrey and us when we went to the boat, like,
oh, yeah.
on the boat day, I had like 3 dudes. One of them in particular, he's like, oh, she got men around her. I'm like,
all right, brother.
If only you knew. If only he is literally my friend. You are tripping.
Yeah. Like, see, that's why it's weird. Yeah. If you see me post a man on my Instagram, just know that ain't my man. Because if it's my man, I'm trying to be like Cardi. Ain't no ring on my finger. You ain't going on the gram. Will I likely do it? No, because I'm not mysterious.
I'm gonna try my hardest.
I'm a lover girl. Don't tell him I'm a lover girl. Hey.
I'm a lover girl too.
I'm a lover girl, but I'll walk you like a dog if I need to. Oh. So don't.
All right. I got
don't bring it out of me.
I got to cheers.
Don't bring it out of me. You got to cheers too. Don't bring it out of me. What? I'm a lover girl, but y'all be making me act like Future. That's why I have dates in Puerto Rico and other places. I should be married and barefoot and pregnant, but I'm not. So where do you live?
Touché,
queen. I just have no energy.
I
don't
feel that.
It's just a silly, goofy little game.
Hee hee ha ha.
Hee hee ha ha. Just a girl. That's how I cheat on my dating. Like, it's just a silly, goofy character development. I mentioned that before we started filming. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
character
worst
development.
Worst case.
That's what she said.
It's,
and I was
it's
like,
real though. It's
Worst case scenario, like, I at least had a meal and, like, learned more about the human experience. Best case scenario, you finna be my spouse. Like,
that's fair.
But I don't go into it with any expectations anymore because dating is exhausting. So it's a cute little character development video game. Like, they don't even be taking you to Dave and Buster's or Nowhere Fun no more. They just be trying to do coffee dates.
Dave and
like,
Buster's.
I want to at least dunk
we
on
talked
you, bro.
About that, though.
We talked about that on one of our episodes. It's like, yeah, like what?
I would be okay with a coffee date. That's
I'm
me,
okay with it, but I want to go do, I want to see your competitive side.
I want to do something fun.
Can I beat you at a game and are you going to get mad?
I love coffee. I go to coffee.
Are you
going to
have
friends.
Fun with it?
But yeah,
you know
like,
I mean?
I want to have fun. I want to see your personality. Like, movies, bleh, right? Absolutely not for a first date. But, like, if we go somewhere fun like that, even if it's mini golf or something silly, like, at least I can see who you are beyond, like, the, hello, here's what I enjoy doing for fun.
What's your favorite color?
Here's what I'm looking for. My last relationship was traumatic. Like, cool. Are you going to beat my ass at air hockey or not? Like, I don't know. Dating should be light and fun.
I agree with that.
Coffee is not light and fun for a first date. I love coffee shops. So, like, if he's just doing it because he want to, like, do a quick, cute, cheap date, I don't know. It should be light and fun.
I vibe
with coffee dates with my girlies. Like,
that's, yeah.
But a romantic date, I'm just like,
do something a little more exciting.
Yeah. Like, have me put my sneakers on, dog. Like,
I, yes, because on the podcast, I said I did want to do competitive.
Yeah.
I think my idea, this is where my delusion comes back in.
Not the delusion.
That we'll do a coffee date and he'll be like, what are you doing this evening? Let's go. So, like, it progressed into.
Delusional, because however, I'm, not impossible.
That part.
I've
had all day dates. I've had
all day.
I was
had
that
days last couple days.
Remember, I had like a day. Coffee in the morning, and then a dinner at the night. So like,
yeah. I think that's where my head goes when I think of coffee. Is like, it's not just coffee.
It's like it has to lead into something else. Yeah. Ideally,
I'm just like, forget. I want to be like, you want to go to the gun range with me? Absolutely, I do.
Yes.
You want to go mini golf? Absolutely, I do.
You know what I would do as a first date? You want to go grocery shopping?
Oh, you learn so much about a person.
I would absolutely.
You learn
go.
So much.
Yeah,
about
here,
person.
You get your card and I'll get mine and we'll see.
I would.
Yeah, because
no,
how do you? What kind of shopper
together.
Are you?
That's fair.
We're
yeah.
going together.
One
yeah.
cart. One
yeah.
cart. We
one
have
cart.
To see. Can we do the teamwork?
Yeah, no, I would absolutely do that.
That's a great, I mean, it's a great way to see, like, you know, compatibility, whatever.
Right.
You know what? That's funny you say that, actually, because I was at the grocery store the other day and there was this fine ass man behind me and I looked at his grocery card and I said, nope, because everything he had in there and I was like, You don't take care of yourself.
About a person.
Like, and don't get me wrong, like, I don't eat healthy all the time either, but it was like.
Your whole cart is just
the
hungry.
Whole cart. I was like.
Like, have a little honey buns, but maybe have the fresh produce that's on the side. Like, let me know we work.
It tastes very good.
Do you follow the aisle? Like, do you follow the right lane, left lane?
Oh,
do
listen,
I use the blinkers?
Off,
you know what's funny about when you said like blinkers and when we talked about that last time?
I
don't know if I talked
like, the same.
I don't know if I shared this on the episode, but like when Aubrey was like giving a shit about blinkers and what sides, whatever. One of my like inventions, like you know how in elementary school you had to do like little science fair projects
yeah.
that come
yes.
up with inventions? One of mine was I created a blinker system for grocery carts.
That's how you
and
know
I
all
made
it.
I made a whole example. Wrap the thing in foil, put the lights in. I did it.
I know,
represented
that's right.
it.
We should have got you to patent
I
that.
I'm telling you, girl, I would have been a billionaire in Greece.
And the reason why he says there's none of that is because the HEB he goes to is the downtown one, and the aisles are
so you can't breathe.
So there's no right lane.
No, there's no
right lane. Right. Like, right. Original HEB.
No, that is one person per lane.
Yes, an original normal HEB is right lane, left lane.
And honestly, if they be in the when you said that on the last podcast, I was like, mm-hmm, I feel that because I'm stressed.
It's so true.
Human nature is doomed, and you learn this at grocery stores and at the airports. I text her every time I'm at the airport. I'm like, the way I see people travel, we will not survive a civil war.
And I'm and Celeste and I, when we're traveling, people stop in front of us. We're both like, but like we both say something.
I'm like, great place to stop, right in the middle of the fucking walkway.
Both of us, okay, cool. That nice stopping right in the middle.
Like, yeah.
Why y'all say in the airport is what I say.
Me too. Both. Yeah. I think I learned society is doomed in both our spaces. Like, we will not pull together if we had to like stop a zombie apocalypse. We're fucked.
Yeah,
y'all can't even walk on the right side of the damn.
My little brother told me the other day, if we have a zombie apocalypse, that I'm gonna be one of the first wave to go.
What a hater!
I'm like, bro. First off, you put me through some shit in my childhood. I'd at least make the second wave minimum.
You said I got that
at minimum the second wave.
I'll help unionize us at least. So I'm like, I'm gonna be here at least three or four waves.
That is not
unless I'm tall. No, I'm clumsy.
I already dived into this in the last one. I'm out. First round.
I just, like, I feel
first
like
first of all, I don't want to, like, survive that. Why would I want to survive that?
I feel like I'll literally unionize us and we're going to. But I'm clumsy. So, honestly, I can't unionize if I fall
too.
Down
not
the first
not both of us being time. Clumsy.
You know, I done fell off a stool. It was nothing but me and gravity.
Go through a Walking Dead or go sit with my grandpa in heaven.
I'll see y'all later.
I'm out. I'll see y'all.
Give me the compassionate.
I'll see y'all later. Right.
I also don't want to be a zombie. Like, I am not interested in feasting on
people.
Others,
yeah,
girl.
I'm not interested.
Of course not.
Well, and if I had to survive, take me now, Lord.
Literally, take.
Sound
me
the trumpets.
I'm gone.
Literally floating.
I'm literally gone.
Take me to the king.
Oh my god, I love that.
This is fun. I've had a blast. We're gonna cry. We're gonna laugh.
Yeah, this is good, man. Anything else you want to talk about? Moving.
I don't know.
Any other thoughts?
I'm very excited. Like, truly excited. I cannot wait to see who I become when I'm not in a place that is, like, constantly focused on rushing. Right? Like, that is it.
Yeah, because the island time is real.
I told her. I said, we're not going to get our bill for
island
an hour.
Island time is like, so be real. Like, there's no time.
You thought you had a plan? You don't. And as someone who, again, has planned out every aspect of my life, has lived hour by hour by my calendar because I have insane anxiety and ADHD, I want to know, who am I when I... One, I'm not being rushed. Two, you can't rush.
Yeah.
Amazon package is going to take 3 weeks to get to me. Like, there's no...
Your check-it dinner going to take a week to get to you.
That part, I warned you before you got there, but
it's for real.
Because I think mainland, like, USA has got everyone so used to instant gratification,
it's instant.
Including
exactly
myself.
Right.
A friend told me that the other day, and I got defensive. I apologize, me, because we all value instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see, like, who am I when I'm in a place where that's not possible? Like,
yeah.
What do I learn to appreciate about the simplicity of life or of sitting after a meal and talking about things or
it's
of,
true.
You know, stop signs being a suggestion.
Slowing down.
Like, that is the goal for me. Like,
I love what you just said, sitting after a meal and just talking.
They call that sobremesa. Like,
we
there's
don't
a word
do
for
that
it.
Here.
Yeah. You know, love most that. Other places, like in European countries and Latin countries, like,
yeah, you don't rush.
That's the first thing I thought of was European countries. I mean, that's all I. Have seen is they sit and they actually like their meals are
hours because they value community. Hey, look, you like how we brought that full circle right there? They value community. So that's what I'm excited to, like, yeah, slow down and like be present. Mm-hmm. And like, just because my mind is going a million miles an hour does not mean I have to. So I'm interested to see like how my own anxiety is impacted being in a place where it's like, yeah, take a minute to breathe, take a minute to practice mindfulness. I'm excited because I'm so excited to not.
Yeah.
My Spanish won't be that fast, but my life not gonna be that fast.
Mine ain't gonna be that fast.
Soon.
You should have seen me today trying to talk to the guy who was doing work at my house. I really, really dug deep. I was like, Sarah, this man does not know English. I was like, Celeste would be so proud of me. So I pulled up my little Google
Translate.
Celeste.
Celeste.
So I pulled up my little Google Translate.
I told y'all
she's not
Italian.
That was Italian. I was very Italian.
Celeste.
And I thought, man, I just gotta read it off my phone.
And I'm sure you rolled them
out. I did, and I sounded so white.
But I'm sure he appreciated the effort.
He did, because I knew he was like, damn, I can't communicate with you, girl. And I'm talking to him about work he's doing on my house.
Right. It's like, you want to be able to communicate. The effort means everything, right? Like, I think when people do not try is like when it's like, yeah. Like you don't want to try to connect with
come
folks.
On, somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you tried, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of my Italian Spanish speaking queen.
Gracias.
See, that's how she be the whole trip in Puerto Rico. She was saying gracias.
First off, I was under the influence majority of the trip. Majority of the trip, okay?
Maybe the Don Q had her being gracias. Real drawn
it
out.
It sounded real friendly, okay?
It sounded real Italian. It sounded real friendly.
At least it wasn't English.
At least it wasn't English. You're right, because you tried. I would tell you, I'd be like, I'm so proud of you, but you sound Italiano.
That's all right. We're working on it.
There's a video of us. I'm speaking all Spanish. That's how you know when I'm gone.
Yeah, you know Celeste is drunk when she speaks only Spanish.
No matter who I'm talking to. I'm not fluent.
No, it's like an alter ego for sure.
I speak 60%. Like, I could get by. I could get us directions where we're going. I could, right? Yeah. But when I'm drunk, I don't know English, baby. I'm only speaking Spanish. And so there's a video. I'm over here speaking Spanish. And then that's when Sarah's like, hey, when I come visit her this time next year, I'm going to be a Spanish-speaking mommy, too. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to show.
Just wait. Okay? Just
wait on it.
Okay. That's all the thoughts I got.
I ain't got no more thoughts.
I'm tapped out.
Okay. So if you want to follow Celeste's journey in Puerto Rico, we will leave all of her information.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, kind of viral on TikTok for no reason.
No, not for no reason.
Yeah. She got a lot to say. Yapping.
She got a lot to say. Listen to her.
But, yeah, I'm, like, my TikTok is really where to be. Yeah, well, but my Instagram is where you get the fire-ass selfies and the ponytails.
And the ponytails.
We will leave all of that
in our... Thank you. So y'all can follow her journey. Mm-hmm. We thank you for being our first guest on
thank
our
podcast. I'm so honored.
I'm so happy.
So grateful.
Best of luck to whoever you have next, because I'm a hard act.
You are a hard act to follow, big fan. Hard act to follow, right?
I'm just talking shit.
And we wish you nothing but amazing experiences and growth and opportunities and just all the things. Good food.
Yes.
And I wish you all the grilled cheeses that your heart could desire.
A la concha.
A la concha.
At the casino. You know how y'all get free alcohol at the U.S. ones? You get free grill ham.
Y'all, the amount of videos I got on my phone at that trip.
Come on,
that's all you had. Let me tell you, I don't want the drink. Give me the chance.
They're like to drink. Yeah. She's like, no, grilled ham and cheese. Thank
Please,
you.
Thank you.
While I'm playing blackjack, being a blackjack mom.
Thank you.
That's why I need the coffee shop job for real to fund my blackjack.
Okay, the fact that you want to open up a coffee shop, I've always wanted to do that. So
we tapped in now.
I love.
We here.
I love.
I love this. Like love it that. Is my like my sidebar dream. Like for sure.
This I always happen. Have like a. Vision of myself working in
European. I could see that a little kind of shop. I could see that.
I love that so much. Go do it because I'm.
Well, cheers! Because that could maybe be your next move. But cheers. Not anytime soon because I want to have you here. Okay.
Thank you all for having me. I love you.
Yes.
Thank you both for having me.
I love you.